Welcome to Be the Best Version of Yourself, the show where we explore the tools and insights that help us live with greater clarity, purpose, and well-being. In today's episode, we're diving into a fascinating intersection, emotional intelligence and human design. We'll explore what emotional intelligence really means, how we recognize, understand, and navigate our emotions, and then take it a step further by looking at how this connects to the emotional center in human design. Whether your emotional center is defined or undefined, you'll learn how your unique design shapes the way you experience emotions, how you relate to others, and how you can cultivate greater emotional intelligence in everyday life. By the end of this episode, you'll have practical insights to not only describe emotional intelligence in your own terms, but also apply it to enhance your relationships, decision-making, and overall well-being. So, get comfortable, take a deep breath, and let's explore how human design can help us unlock deeper emotional awareness and wisdom. When we talk about emotional intelligence, we usually mean the ability to recognize, understand, and regulate our own emotions while also being attuned to the emotions of others. Psychologists often define emotional intelligence as a set of skills: self-awareness, self-regulation, empathy, and relationship management that contribute greatly to well-being and interpersonal harmony. But what happens when we look at emotional intelligence through the lens of human design? Human design, a system that combines elements of astrology, the I Ching, the Kabbalah, and the chakra system, offers a unique framework for exploring how we experience and process emotions. Central to this is the emotional solar plexus, often referred to as the emotional center. This energy hub governs how emotions flow and how we experience clarity in decision-making. In human design, the emotional center can be defined or undefined, and each configuration brings its own lessons for developing emotional intelligence. If you have a defined emotional center, your emotional energy is consistent and self-generated. You create your own emotional waves, which rise and fall in cycles. People with this definition are here to embrace emotional depth and learn patience in waiting for clarity before making decisions. However, challenges can arise. With a defined center, emotions can sometimes feel overwhelming, leading to impulsive choices if clarity is not allowed to unfold over time. This is where emotional intelligence defined becomes particularly relevant. Self-awareness helps you recognize when you are riding a wave and when you are at a point of clarity. If you have an undefined emotional center, you are highly sensitive to the emotions of others. Rather than creating your own emotional waves, you amplify and reflect the feelings around you. This can give you great empathy and insight, but it can also leave you vulnerable to confusion, overwhelm, or people-pleasing if you mistake others' emotions for your own. The key lesson for those with an undefined emotional center is learning discernment. By recognizing that not every feeling you experience belongs to you, you can reclaim balance and strengthen your emotional intelligence. When we describe emotional intelligence in practical terms, it's about awareness, resilience, and compassion for ourselves and for others. Human design deepens this by showing that our emotional experiences are not one size fits all. Whether our emotional center is defined or undefined, both configurations invite us to grow in unique ways. Defined centers teach patience and self-understanding. Undefined centers teach empathy and discernment. By embracing these lessons, we expand not only our self-awareness, but also our capacity to connect authentically with others, enhancing both personal and collective well-being. Emotional intelligence, when seen through the lens of human design, is about learning how your emotional center operates and consciously working with it. By doing so, you gain clarity, compassion, and a greater ability to navigate the complexities of human connection.